That's a hard one. We keep coming back to the abortion issue, and I frankly wish we didn't. But, you know, I'm paid to vote on whatever comes before me, even if I don't want to vote on it. The bill that ultimately ended up on the floor was clearly a compromise struck between those people who wanted to do a lot more in terms of restricting abortions and those people that wanted to do nothing. The extending the waiting period for having an abortion, those folks who were afraid of North Carolina rolling back, protection for abortion, if at the start of the session, probably would have been quite happy to have to know that what we passed in the House was the only thing that passed. I voted for it primarily because one, it was clearly going to pass. The governor had indicated that he would not veto the bill. If the governor had taken a different stance on that, then I would have had to try to figure out whether, you know, my vote was critically important one way or the other on that issue. I'm not for abortions, but I'm also take an oath to support the U.S. and federal and state constitutions, and this issue is just highly litigated. I do believe that the bill we passed is constitutional, and therefore I supported it.
Do you think that this bill, like you said, it's highly litigated? Do you think this bill will lead to lawsuits?
I'm sure it will.
So if we had a 24-hour waiting period, what was the reasoning for extending that to 72 hours? I mean, what does that in effect do?
Well, it provides two more days to give some thought to if this is a procedure that a woman actually wants to have. There are exceptions to it in cases where the mother's life may be endangered. The view is that abortion is not something one should casually undertake, and the proponents of the bill wanted more time before a mother would make that final decision.
But doesn't that sort of take the decision away from her, because she could have taken those 3 days if she wanted it to begin with, right?
That's true.